Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason on this Wednesday morning checking the agricultural news for the day. Yesterday, corn planting reached 88% nationwide. That as of the 25th day of May, according to the USDA's latest weekly crop progress report. That is on par or 88% for the rolling five-year average. Soybean planting across the nation at 59% is ahead of the 56% rolling five-year average. National average basis for corn was up a penny overnight at 28 cents under the July futures contract, while the DTN National Corn Index was down 8 cents at $4.42 a bushel. The national average basis for soybeans up a penny at 21 cents under the July contract, and the National Soybean Index was down 26 at $14.64.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey's team is committed to providing resources to today's producers. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Now here's Drew Lerner, agricultural meteorologist with World Weather Incorporated, with a look at today's growing regions forecast.
Today, the forecast for most of the Midwest continues to look very favorable. For established crops in particular, we'll see a good mix of rain and sunshine occurring across the majority of the region over this next 10-day period. Temperatures will be certainly warm enough to continue to promote a favorable rate of crop development. And drying conditions in between the rain events will be aggressive enough that there may be a few pockets that become a little bit firmer than desired, but no area will become critically dry. Over this next 10-day period. There may be a few pockets, though, that will be looking for some greater amounts of rainfall 10 days from now, and we'll continue to watch for those areas. I think Kansas and Missouri might be one area that may see such conditions evolve in time. Now, the temperatures across the region will be running in the 80s across a big part of the Midwest on a regular basis. A few upper 70s may occur every once in a while, especially in northern areas, and we also see some temperatures reaching up near and over 90 degrees. The majority of the temperatures, though, will be considered to be normal to slightly above average and will help to stimulate aggressive crop development. And like I said, there will be some quick drying in those days that there will not be much precipitation around. It still looks as though the greatest rain intensity will occur this weekend in the northern U.S. plains and then early next week in the upper Midwest as the disturbance from the northern plains shifts eastward. We'll look for rain totals to be rather impressive in some of those locations up there with a half to 1.5 inches. Local totals to 2 or 2.5 inches will be possible. There may be enough precipitation to stall field work once again in a significant manner, and a close monitoring of the situation is warranted. We don't expect the precipitation to be excessive in the sense of causing widespread serious flooding, but we do think that there will be a definite end to the beneficial field work that's going to occur over the next couple of days. Today will be relatively dry across the upper Midwest. In particular, we're going to see that in the northern plains. Tomorrow we'll see some rainfall occurring across western parts of North Dakota, but it looks like the generalized rain event will hold off until late Friday and especially Saturday and Sunday. And then for Iowa into Michigan, we'll see the greatest rains occurring at that point, probably Monday into Tuesday. The rest of the Midwest will see random showers and thunderstorms over these next couple of days. The precipitation will be working its way southward as we go through today and tomorrow. No, I don't expect to see any rain of significance in the Great Lakes region today, but we will see some showers occurring south of there, and then tomorrow most of the precipitation will be near the Ohio River. And we will also see rain occurring frequently in the Tennessee River Basin and portions of the Northern Delta as well as the southeastern states as well. Now, it looks like we'll take a little bit of a break for the eastern Midwest for a little while with no precipitation of much consequence expected as we go from Friday into the weekend. But as we get into next week, we'll see a return flow of moisture into the region, and showers and thunderstorms will begin to scatter across the region once again. The precipitation is not expected to be heavy east of the Mississippi River, but there will be some precipitation there that will interfere with some late-season field work that's taking place. But the bottom line is still going to be exceptionally good for the establishment of crops that were planted earlier in the season. And in the western Corn Belt, there may be also a fair amount of rain and sunshine mixed in, but there will be, again, that potential for net drying in parts of Kansas and Missouri. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks, of course, go to Drew Lerner for his daily update of the growing region's weather forecast right here on WILL AM 580, Illinois Public Media. This is the way the numbers are trading in Chicago for the agricultural futures. July contract in the soft red now, down 3.5 cents at 637.5. July corn at 468.75 is down a penny, and September at 465.5, 3/4 lower. December's unchanged at $4.65.75 in the corn pit. That's your new crop. And July futures of next year at $4.87.75 are a half higher. July beans at $14.92, 3.25 higher. August at $14.22, up 3.25. And the November beans at $12.38, down 0.75 cents. Last tick in the January at $12.43.75, a half lower. And the July of next year at $12.50.75, down 1.25 cents in the bean pit. Meal is at $4.95, up 80 cents. Oil down 3 cents at $39.91. June live cattle futures, $136.10, up 50. The August at $137.32.5, 57.5 cents higher. August feeders at $195.15, at $1.65 higher. Feeder cattle in the September at $196.15, $1.35 higher, and lean hogs for the day in the June at $114.37.5, down $2.12.5. On the phone line now to take a look at all of these numbers and try to make some explanation of what will happen during the day is Bill Gentry at Risk Management Commodities. He's out of Lafayette, Indiana. Good Wednesday morning to you, Bill.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Todd. Glad to be with you again.
Well, on this 28th day of May, let's talk about what's been happening in the marketplace and, more importantly, perceptions as we go forward. What are you seeing?
You know, I think what's happened is we started out the planting season a little bit on the slow and the cool side, and conditions have changed considerably since then. And I think it's taken us a while to change our mindset. The break in the corn and the bean market has caught some people off guard. But as we've been talking for a long period of time, that when you knock out a factor of production, let's say like getting a seed in the ground, the market's job is to basically take away some of the risk premium, and I think that's exactly what we've done. I think really the situation right now is our planting progress is back up to speed. Our emergence is just about up to average. And I think realistically the acreage number is pretty much behind it, so we needed to start thinking about yield. Next week we should get our first crop conditions report for corn, and we think agronomically it looks really, really good. The 10-year average for next Monday's number is just a touch under 70, and we think that's definitely a doable number.
As you look at the soybeans then, because we're just 40 cents off of the recent top, is there reason for producers to consider new crop sales of any type?
Yeah, we would continually push out the new crop sales. 35% has been our benchmark with puts on top of that to your comfort level. These are pretty good value levels. If we see production kick in and we know that the South American weather picture for the next year's production is probably going to be pretty decent with very minimal chances of drought, the bean pipeline is going to get recharged at some point in time. It may not be immediately, but new crop sales at the 12 and 1250 level definitely should be entertained.
I did make note that the North Dakota producers had caught up with both, mostly anyway, their corn and their soybean planting, so that part of the corn belt that we were worried about up until last week really looks like it's going to be on time now.
It does look a lot better. I think the numbers say there's potential there. We will have to have some help from Mother Nature because, you know, they are a little bit late and their season is a little bit different than ours. But, yeah, by the numbers, they've got a lot better situation than they did a week or 10 days ago.
And so for new crop soybeans, additional sales up to 35%, and we are well above the crop insurance number still. But on the other side for new crop corn, we're right at crop insurance levels.
Yeah, we are. And I think realistically, at these particular price levels, I would make value-based sales only. And if I did do aggressive cash sales, I might throw some calls in the back burner because we're a far cry from putting this crop in the bin. But I'm not bullish right now. I just would guard against some significant weather spooks.
Anything on the livestock that we ought to be aware of today?
If you've got feeder cattle that you're thinking about selling, put together your marketing plans, how much are you going to do at $200?
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you, Todd.
Bill Gentry is with Risk Management Commodities. He's out of Lafayette, Indiana. Joins us on this Wednesday morning, the 28th day of May, to take a look at the agricultural futures markets. You can hear him again fairly quickly here at WILLAG.org. That's our website. We update it just after we air our programs with our program in its entirety, WILLAG.org. You're listening, of course, to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media. You can find our radio station online at WILL.illinois.edu. Here's some of the outside market numbers at this hour. Crude oil futures trading July at $103.54 a barrel is now down 57 cents. The wholesale price of gasoline, 0.9 cents lower this morning at $2.98.06. And ethanol futures at $2.34.08 is up 3 cents for the day. The spread between those two has narrowed up by 3.9 cents since yesterday. It's now 63.8 cents. Natural gas at $4.52.03, 0.8 cents higher, and diesel fuel on the day at $2.92.03, down 0.1 cents. Gold futures finished yesterday down $26.20, and the U.S. dollar now at 80.5. That's up 0.15 on the afternoon. The weather forecast for the Urbana-Champaign area today says we'll see some showers, a few thunderstorms. Those will come after 2 today. Partly sunny, a high of 84 degrees, calm winds. The chance of rainfall set at 60% in the area. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly before 8 in the evening. It will be mostly cloudy, a low of 61 degrees. On an east-northeast wind at 3 to 7 miles an hour. Again, rainfall chances this evening set at 60%, and then a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Those will come after 8 in the morning, partly sunny, otherwise a high near 82 on an east-northeast wind at about 8 miles an hour. Thursday night, a 30% chance of showers before 8 in the evening, otherwise partly cloudy and a low of 59, and sunny skies on Friday. A high near 83 on an east wind at 7 to 10 miles an hour. Friday evening, mostly clear, and a low of 60. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. We'll be back with another update at about 10 minutes till the hour.